Hey, what's up? It's Connie, and I guess this will be the first official proper episode of my new podcast. Exciting. I figured while I'm waiting for iTunes to, I guess, approve of my new podcast, it sometimes takes a few days, sometimes a few weeks. I remember with my first podcast, Live Your Heart Out, it really only took a day. And then suddenly that podcast was online and it hit me a little bit because I wasn't quite prepared yet. I thought it was going to take a few weeks. And then suddenly I had to launch this thing to create momentum. And so now I'm just kind of sitting back waiting every day to get the email from iTunes, Apple, to tell me, yoo-hoo, your podcast's on. But I just really want to get this started. I'm so excited about this new podcast journey. And I figured I've been meaning to record this episode actually on my other podcast, on the Live Your Heart Out podcast. But then I decided to not continue that. So I'm going to just record this for the Connie Bizalski podcast. It's basically an episode, this one, about what's been going on, what's been happening. I kind of want to bring you, just kind of update you on what my life has been like, what's been going on in my business, so that in the next episode, we can then talk specifics about this transition that I've been in. And rebranding everything and starting a new podcast and my new strategy with, I don't even want to say strategy. I don't like that word. But just what I've got in store and what I've got planned for my YouTube channel and in terms of content and how I plan on making money, because that's something we all need. And all of that, I feel like I mentioned this in the first intro episode. I want to be a lot more transparent with the behind the scenes of my business and my life. And I guess I've always been pretty transparent with my life and quite vulnerable. But yeah, I feel like it's about the details and really letting you in on how I do things, why I do the things I do, how I built my website, how did I start this podcast. Because now, you know, I've learned so much over the years and I'm actually just about to publish a new YouTube video on my channel about my learnings from the past 7 years as a creator and entrepreneur. Because, yeah, it's been quite a ride. So now that you're listening to this podcast episode and you haven't watched that video on my YouTube channel yet, then you should totally do that. But, just, you know, after this. All right, so how about we just kind of get started? The last few months have been full of happenings and travels. Wow. It's been quite a year, 2018. Not as emotionally tumultuous maybe as 2017 or 16 or 15, 14. But nevertheless, just lots of stuff has been happening and I just can't believe it's October. And yeah, I've done more traveling than I intended to be honest. As much as I am a digital nomad, I like to also have a home base. But as many of you know, I gave up my home base in Bali in January of this year. And when I left, I didn't really know when I was going to come back, or I wasn't sure if I was going to come back. But then a few weeks after I left, it was pretty clear that I wasn't going to go back. And I needed a break. I don't know. Or maybe, no, actually, that's wrong. It's not a break. The chapter was just closed. The Bali chapter. That relationship ended. And so I met my girlfriend Grace while I was spending a few months here in Southern California, in LA and Encinitas. And we met in April. And so, yeah, obviously that has been a pretty big deal. And I've spent a lot of time here in LA, but I had to leave in May because my visa ran out. And so I went to Mexico, which was planned anyway, because in June, I then went to my, I don't even know anymore, my fourth Dr. Joe Dispenza retreat workshop. And that was in Cancun in June. And I went there with my mom. And so I just kind of filled the time between me leaving the US and that retreat. And my girlfriend, Grace, she came to see me several times in Mexico, which was wonderful and awesome. And I'm really sorry for if you can hear the background noises. Anyway, and so Dr. Joe Dispenza, amazing. It was my second advanced retreat this year. And yeah, I've been really having a very consistent meditation practice using his guided meditations, basically daily since January 1st. I mean, you know, every once in a while, I'd have a break of a day or two, but generally I've been very consistent. And after that, it was my birthday on June 30th, and I spent that with Grace, came back down to, oh my God, it is thundering outside here in LA. I'm not sure I've ever experienced a thunderstorm here, because I was wondering in the background, because I'm wearing headphones, and I wasn't sure what that noise was. It sounded like a plane. Could have been, but no, it's actually a bit of a thunderstorm. Anyway, okay, moving on. So my birthday, Grace came down, and I was with my mom, and another friend was there, my friend Beck. And so we celebrated my birthday together. It was probably the most romantic birthday ever on the beach, a beautiful dinner. And then after that, we headed back to Germany. And Grace also came to see me down there. And we spent some time with my family in Bavaria. And she also came up to Berlin. And she met some of my friends. And yeah, pretty cool. Had a really good time, but also a bit of a whirlwind of a time. It was like I had a couple of weeks in Germany before then flying back to California, back to LA. And yeah, it was pretty busy. I also organized a picnic. It was called the Magic Picnic. It was something I'd never done before because I invited, maybe even some of you are listening to this right now, I opened up the doors to my home in the south of Germany, my mom's home. It's not really my home anymore. And because we have a big backyard, and it just seemed like the best location to have a little picnic in the summertime outside. And yeah, so I invited, I think we ended up being, it was sold out. We had 30 people. A friend of mine, my friend Sarah, she prepared the vegan lunch, and we had a cacao ceremony. We did ecstatic dance. I gave a workshop on the hero's journey. We did so much cool stuff. It was such an amazing, beautiful day, even though it was raining like crazy. Like, it was one of those, you know, it was a great summer all over Europe, and it was sunny and hot. And right on that day, that weekend of the Magic Picnic, it was raining for those 2 days. Yeah, it was a bit of a disaster when we realized the day before that, nope, the weather forecast is spot on. It's going to rain tomorrow. And because we had hopes. But yeah, you know, we did what we could, and it all took place inside. Gladly, we have enough space to accommodate a lot of people. And so anyway, it was a really beautiful, magical day. My mom was helping out. She also guided a beautiful, beautiful meditation. I kind of wanted her to be part of the experience as well. And she connected to a lot of the people there, and we just had a beautiful day, and it was so awesome to connect to a lot of my followers and to just really, yeah, spend some quality time together and hug everybody and dance together. So, oh yeah, I could keep going talking about that. But yeah, and then a few days after that, I flew back to LA, hanging out with Gracie, and we also went on a road trip. And we drove all the way from LA to Oakland, to San Francisco, because Grace had some work up there. And that was awesome. I love California. I really, really do. So we drove north to, we stopped in Ojai, which is a little town inland, and had coffee there and walked around. Super cute little town. Unfortunately, they had really bad fires there in the summer. And that was actually the reason why I've ever heard of Ojai. But it's actually a really awesome little community, spiritual community. And then from there, we drove up to Santa Barbara, had a stop there. Also, really cool town. Really liked Santa Barbara. Oprah lives in Santa Barbara, apparently. And from there, we drove further up north, Highway Number 1, past, you know, Big Sur and that area, which is just literally mind-blowing. I mean, I mean, people always talk about Highway Number 1 and, you know, driving through California, but when you then actually do it, oh, man, I don't have any words for it because it was just so amazing. I was really, really blown away by the sheer beauty and nature around there. For miles and miles and miles, the road was winding and you didn't have any phone reception whatsoever for a very long time, and there were all these cliffs and you were so high up above the ocean. It was full on, like, yeah, it was amazing. One of the best experiences I've ever had as a traveler, and I've traveled a lot around the world, but Highway Number 1, Big Sur, and wow. I really, really, we passed Isalan, I think is what, that's how it's pronounced. It's a spiritual center. There's, you know, a lot of really cool workshops and retreats, and I've been looking at that, at their website on and off every year a few times, and we passed that on Highway Number 1, and I was like, wow, that is just so amazing. So I'd really, really love to book myself into a retreat there at some stage soon. And generally, just, I want to do that trip again and again and again. And we spent one night in a little town, and I forgot the name, in a small little hotel that Grace organized. That trip was kind of part of, I guess, my birthday present from her. And it will always be a really amazing memory. So thank you, Grace, if you're listening to this. Amazing girlfriend. And then we drove up to Oakland. We had an Airbnb booked there, and which was a really cool Airbnb. And the actual reason why I also came up with Grace to Oakland or San Francisco was, well, for one, I hadn't been to San Francisco in a very long time, in a couple of years, and I thought I would get us a nice Airbnb because I was planning on recording videos for another online course. And then, and that's a story for, I believe, the next episode I'm going to record for this podcast, because that, it didn't happen. I didn't do it. There was a change of plans, which was all very sudden, but that all happened on that weekend as we were road tripping from LA to San Francisco. And I know it's a little bit of a cliffhanger, but I'm just going to leave it at that, because if I go down that rabbit hole now, then no, it's two episodes. I don't want to mix them up. So, but that just, I guess, is a reason to definitely come back and listen to the next episode, because then I'm going to explain everything that happened. And because what happened on that weekend is responsible for all the changes and me starting a new podcast and all of that. So we had a really cool time. in Auckland. I'd never been to Auckland. I've been to San Fran, spent some time in Berkeley a few years ago, but never went to Auckland, and I really liked it there. It was really cool, pretty, I don't know, really chill, and I was riding around in a Bird scooter a lot, those electric scooters that we also have here in LA, and went into San Francisco a couple of times because it was also Grace's birthday. And I just went in for the day once, did some yoga at one of my absolute favorite yoga studios, the Laughing Lotus. If you're ever in San Francisco or in New York, because they have studios in both cities, then you gotta go to the Laughing Lotus. Holy shit, it's so good. And after that, we then went up north, just a little bit north of San Francisco, to a town called Petaluma, because Grace has some friends there. And we hung out with them for a day and a night, which was really cool. They're a married lesbian couple. Had a great time. They have a beautiful house, beautiful backyard. Awesome. And then after that, Grace and I parted. She drove down back to LA and I drove to Santa Cruz, because Santa Cruz had been a place that I've been wanting to check out for a while. Mainly because I'm good friends with the founders of Outside. They are I don't know how to actually define that, but I guess it's a company. They run houses for digital nomads. Actually, that wasn't that hard. And I've been staying at their houses in Encinitas in Southern California a lot, and also in the house in Venice. And the house in Santa Cruz, they actually have two houses in Santa Cruz. They were their first two houses. And I don't know, I've just, you know, been wanting to check these houses out. And generally, I've heard a lot of good stuff about Santa Cruz. And it ended up being that the house was very quiet when I arrived. And I think there was maybe one other guy. And it was just so awesome because after a lot of traveling and just a lot of craziness in my head around my business and where I'm going to go with all that, I just really needed some time to ground myself and to just be on my own for a bit and recollect everything that was going on in my brain, which was a pretty big mess at the time. And so I was in Santa Cruz for 5 days, really just decompressing, spending time on my own, and sorting out, organizing my ideas, and going for walks by the beach, going for runs, and just, man, it was just so grounding there. I really liked Santa Cruz a lot. It was cold. It was really cold for it being September. But what a cool place. I really like it. It's very known. They have a big surf community there. There's really good surf, but also very cold water. And yeah, anyway, it was great. And so after that, I came down back to LA. And then a few days after that, I flew back to Germany. So I had about a month altogether in California and with Grace. And then I flew back to Germany. I flew into Berlin because, yeah, I had another workshop. So I ran a 2-day workshop called The Real Work with my friend Ludwig from Seelenrave. For all you German speakers out there, go and check out his podcast. Really cool. We organized a workshop for entrepreneurs, a whole weekend, basically doing the real work, the inner work. It was amazing. It was intense. It was, wow. Yeah. Wow. Thinking back now, it's been about a month or so. I'm actually having the follow-up call. I like to do like a 30-day follow-up check-in call after a workshop with the participants, just to kind of see how everybody's doing and catching up and stuff. And so we have that in a couple of days. So it's been a month, yeah. And it was just one of my most unique workshops. And just very special, an amazing group. Again, 30 people, or I even think a bit more. And the first day was really all about going deep, really deep into our shadows and our fears and limiting beliefs and traumas and money mindset. And the second day then, you know, once we kind of cleared out the basement, we then were able to walk into the light and start flying. And so the second day was just really beautiful. And we ended with, oh man, just so much gratitude. And I received a lot of beautiful emails from the participants, and I'm just so grateful. It was a very special, very special weekend. And yeah, and then after that, I took the train down to my mom's, back to Bavaria. Had a few days with her and my grandma. My grandma is 91, and she turned 91 in August. And, you know, who knows how long she's going to be around for. And so I'm just trying to spend as much time as possible with her and also my mom when I'm home. And I actually, a few days ago, also booked my flights back home to Germany in December. I haven't been home for Christmas or New Year's in a very long time, several years, because I just don't care about Christmas or New Year's or any of that. But it's my grandma. She's 91. And I just want to be there and hang out with my family. I'm really craving family time. I have three siblings, a older sister, she's 3 years older, and two little brothers, or they're in their like mid-20s. And yeah, I'm just really craving family time. So I'm going to be down there with my family for about a month, and then come back here to California. So yeah, anyway, after those few days, I then got on another plane. Oh man, it was a lot of traveling. Now that I'm looking at the list that I wrote, I could never give you a recap of all of this just from memory. I actually had to write all of this down. So I got on another plane, this time going from Munich to Lisbon. And the reason for that was I was giving a keynote at the DNX conference. The DNX is basically the digital nomad conference. My friends Feli and Marcus, they started it in 2000, was it 14 or 15? But we kind of started it a bit together. I helped them out back then. And yeah, that was in Berlin. And they have one in Berlin every year. And then they have one in another country every year. That's the international one, the global one. That's in English. And so, yeah, I gave a keynote. It was awesome. It was all about how to find your passion or your calling and how to create a meaningful business that changes the world, basically. And it was fun and I enjoyed it. I love being on stage. I gotta say, I love being on stage. I know it's scary. Like, I'm always nervous, of course, a little bit, but not as much anymore. You know what helps? Making videos. Making videos helps with stage fright and live streaming. I've been live streaming a lot this year on Facebook and all over, and doing workshops obviously, and running online programs, and you know, basically constantly teaching in a way and passing on my learnings. And that really helps when you're then going on stage, because it's really just like live streaming, just that you're actually live streaming, like you're actually there and you can touch people and see their reactions. And anyway, I love speaking. I love giving workshops. It's really something that I want to focus on a lot more in 2019. And I got to meet a lot of my followers. I actually organized a meetup, proper meetup, with a Facebook event and everything. It was actually in collaboration with my friend Hannah Dixon. She is a good friend of mine, and she's all about virtual assistants and runs the Digital Nomad Kit. She's awesome, really, really cool. Also gave a talk at the DNX, and we sort of organized a meetup because we have a very overlapping audience of followers, and it just kind of made sense. And that was awesome. That was the day before. And just meeting, we met up in a park, just very casual. Loads of people showed up. A lot of people showed up. And yeah, that was fun for a few hours. Really cool. And then right after the talk, a day later, I flew back to LA. And I've been back since. So it's been a couple of weeks now. And to be honest, like, I want to add this full transparency. I talked about it, I think, in an Instagram post or something. Is that, man, you know, Lisbon is nice. And I think it's actually properly raining now. Wow. That is, for those of you that don't know LA or not very well or have never been here, rain is like a big deal. That's why probably also the fire brigade in the background and the fire trucks and the sirens, because yeah, when it rains, the city collapses and it sounds like it's raining properly. So yeah, Lisbon, you know, it's such a beautiful, cute, pretty, amazing city, but I did not feel the vibe there. I just had not, energetically, I did not have a good time there. I was really struggling. In the energy department, I went through quite a bit of a down phase. I just did not feel good there, and I can't really pinpoint what it was. I mean, one big reason was probably my apartment, my Airbnb apartment. It was super noisy. It was, I don't even want to think back to it. But like, you know, the second I stepped into that Airbnb apartment, I knew that, I don't want to stay here. I remember the day that I arrived and I didn't want to stay there for 10 days. I had it booked for 10 days. But yeah, I had to. I didn't really have a choice because Lisbon is not as cheap anymore as it used to be, my friends. And that's also why I ended up with an apartment like that. And all the good stuff was basically gone. And the apartment itself wasn't that bad. It was super noisy. It was on a street that was just really busy with traffic and especially the trams. And it just didn't have a good vibe. Like, I'm really sensitive to energies. Like, what can I say? It's just that. And I just didn't feel grounded, and it was so weird. And I noticed it especially once I got on the plane back to LA, and I arrived in LA, and then the next morning I was like, whoa, I'm me again. And that felt so good. So I don't know what was going on with me in Lisbon. Nothing about Lisbon, but we just did not get along. And that's okay. And I think that the Instagram post that I shared after I'd left was about the fact that, you know, there's places that we vibe with and then there's places that we just don't, and that's totally cool. Like, there are countries that are awesome and great and they have so much going for them, but I just don't vibe with them. They're just not mine. And that's not me judging those places. That's just an energetic thing, literally. It's just that. Because I don't judge places like, oh yeah, well, Bali is better than Thailand because X, Y, and Z, or this city is cooler than that city. And I hate that when people do that, because just when you go out and travel, like, just stop comparing and judging and criticizing. Like, just experience a place. Just experience it without labeling anything. And that could be just my recommendation for you right now, is to, next time you go to a new place, like, don't compare it to anything you've ever seen before. Just experience it as it is and see how that goes for you. So anyway, moving on from my Lisbon experience to a workshop that I attended last week. So I was back in LA for a few days, working a lot, started going to a co-working space actually here in LA because, well, Grace's apartment is quite small. We're sharing it right now while I'm here, while we're figuring out a better situation. But instead of just going to coffee shops, which coffee shops, great. It's a big coffee shop working culture here in the States and lots of amazing coffee shops here with amazing coffee. But I just need more, I just need more space, more quietness. And so these guys from this app Croissant, I don't know if you've heard about it, the app's called Get Croissant, and it's so cool. And this is by no means an ad for them. We do have a collaboration running. They give me certain hours for free every month, and I include them in an Instagram post. But not in terms of, I don't even have to dedicate the whole post to just them or their service or the app. I just have to mention them. So anyway, through them, I've been discovering co-working spaces here in LA, and what Croissant is that, because that's the problem for me as a digital nomad traveling so much, is I'm usually not in a place long enough that for it to make sense for me to sign up for a 1 month membership for a co-working space, which is what a lot of co-working spaces, especially in the States, require you to do. And so that's why I've been working so much, either from home or in coffee shops. And this app, though, it's kind of like a global co-working membership. So they have deals with co-working spaces, mostly right now in the States and in Europe, but they're expanding all over the world, which is amazing. And you buy a package of, hours, and then you can go to all of these co-working spaces. There are some caveats to it. Like most co-working spaces, you can only go to between like 9 and 6, and, there's a few things, but overall, I think it's awesome. It's a great idea, and I'm just really grateful because it makes my life so much easier, especially right now here in LA. So that happened. Been going to The Hub in downtown LA, which is it's a pretty cool co-working space. I really like it. I like the area. It's in the Arts District, and the Arts District is a very cool neighborhood in downtown LA with a lot of really amazing street art. Holy shit. So yeah, and then last week, from Wednesday until Sunday, I attended a workshop with Kyle Sees. If you don't know Kyle, go and check him out. Check out his YouTube channel. And buy his book. I hope I screw this up. It's called. And I've been following Kyle for several years and ended up going to one of his entrepreneur workshops in May here in LA, very last minute, because I saw him speak at the Longevity Now conference, like a health and wellness conference, and just kind of walked up to him as he was book signing and said hi and asked him about the workshop, and he got me the last spot on the waiting list. And so yeah, it was a 2-day workshop, and then he announced that he was going to do a 5-day workshop in October. And I was like, hell yeah, let's do it. And so he does a lot of, his thing is called Evolving Out Loud. And that's really what it is about. Kyle Evolving Out Loud. It's a lot of personal development stuff, but he's been doing also a lot of that in combination with entrepreneurship. And this workshop was basically the follow-up to the 2-day in May. And this was, instead of 50 people, it was only 20 people, which was awesome. And it was 5 days of really intense, mostly inner work. And so, yeah, it was just really, really intense. I had my breakdowns and breakthroughs, and I probably will have to do an extra episode about that workshop, because I just had so many insights, breakthroughs, breakdowns, takeaways. Yeah, wow. Because a lot of what happened there, is responsible for a lot of what's going to happen in my business, here in this podcast, and in just so many ways. So very grateful for Kyle, his work, for the people at the workshop. We all had so many breakdowns and breakthroughs, all of us. That's what this whole thing was all about. It was kind of like my workshop that I gave, you know. It was kind of funny, I had to think back. I was like, holy shit, this is basically like the real work workshop that I gave in Berlin, just way more intense, and with Kyle, who's just amazing. So that happened, and I barely gave myself time to breathe, because this week, as I'm recording this, it is Friday evening. See, this is what entrepreneurs and creators do these days. It's Friday evening, 8:24 p.m., and I'm at home recording a podcast episode, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. That's the cool thing about it. So, yeah, so today's Friday night, and the last couple of days, I've been at Vid Summit, which is a conference for YouTubers and creators and video marketers, and I was there last year, same time last year, and so this was my second time, and it's a cool conference, loads going on. I saw Gary Vaynerchuk speak, Peter McKinnon, who hopefully you know because he's just the bomb, really cool guy, also on stage, and I saw Pat Flynn, he was talking about podcasting. I saw Cody Warner, Roberto Blake, like a lot of the really awesome dudes, Sarah Dici, and it was cool, but also I was just a little bit exhausted, let's put it that way. And I'm very introverted, guys. Like, I know not many people want to believe that, but I'm actually very introverted, and so I kind of reached my introverted, like, just those boundaries. I just maxed out at the level of how much I can interact with people and be social. And so I guess I didn't get as much value out of the conference as I would have liked to because of that. I just didn't have the energy to talk to so many people. And I guess also one thing was that, you know, it's mainly dudes. It was 70-80% just men. And, you know, having just come out of a very intense event with Kyle, which was all about consciousness and, you know, having, you know, just, I guess I was surrounded by just a lot of other really awesome, conscious, spiritual people. And then now I was at that conference and it was nothing like that, you know. And so it was just, I don't know, in terms of when we go, struggling to find the words, but if we go back to the concept of energies and vibing, then I guess I just also kind of struggled to vibe with a lot of the people at the conference, because I was telling people what I do, you know, and they would, because obviously that's like the question, so what do you do, what's your channel about? And I'd be like, well, I help people live more intentional lives and build meaningful businesses and, you know, minimalism and all that stuff. And a lot of times I'd just get these stares and people just wouldn't know what to say. And then they would tell me, I was like, so what's your channel about? And they'd be like, oh, it's about cars, you know? And I'd be, oh, cool, car. Yeah, awesome. Okay, bye. It was kind of like that. So generally awesome. I did have a couple of really nice exchanges and getting to know people, and that was cool. But I kind of left a bit early. Yeah, I didn't make it until the very end of the conference yesterday evening. So I was just out of it. And then also, so today, Friday, I had like this one day to myself, which, great timing, got my period. And then tomorrow, I'm going down to Santa Monica because this is a marathon. I'm attending a workshop with Craig Adams. Craig Adams is a YouTuber, creator. He's also a podcaster. He's a fellow minimalist and he's a filmmaker, a nomadic filmmaker. And I've been following his work and then totally out of the blue, I hopped on Twitter and saw him posting that just maybe a week or so ago, hey, I'm running a workshop in LA while I'm here. And I was like, okay, I'm up. That's it. You know, when it's just like a hell yeah, that was that. So I signed up for it. It's tomorrow. It's for 6 hours about all things video, YouTube, filmmaking. That's just what I'm super passionate about these days. And I just want to learn everything I can about it and make videos all the time and record podcasts and just all of that. And then a few days later, on Wednesday next week, I fly to Portland. Yes, because I like to go on little solo adventures and creative retreats, kind of like the one that I had in Santa Cruz, made me realize I need to do this more often. And so I booked a flight a week ago, going to Portland, or actually got a cabin booked, like a little cool little house in the woods. I'll be there for 4 or 5 days, and then I have another 4 days in Portland, gonna meet up with a friend or two, so that should be amazing. And yeah, that's it for all my travels and conferences and workshops and yeah, wow. If you're still listening, I wonder what your thoughts are right now on like my life this year in 2018. And I haven't even scratched the surface, really. There's a lot more that went down this year. What else do I have on my list here? Well, I opened up my mentorship program. It was a very low-key sort of launch situation. It wasn't really a launch. I just sent out one email to a list of people that I knew were interested in working with me on a one-on-one basis. And I filled up more spots than I wanted to. Maybe that's just me needing to learn to say no better. But on the other hand, there were all people that I sort of knew, not all of them, but several of them, and that had expressed before that they wanted to work with me. And so instead of, I only wanted to do 3 to 5 spots, and I think now I'm at like 6 or 7. Yeah. That's a 3-month mentorship program. Yeah, so that's happening. And then next week or the week after, I will be opening up my membership community. That's definitely happening. No more going back. No more procrastinating. I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to figure everything out anymore and then do it. I'm just going to do it and then figure it out. I don't know if you can hear it, but that was a proper thunder. Wow. LA, what's up, yo? So yeah, membership community. Finally figured out the name. That was a bit of a pain, but now I got it. It's a hell yeah. And as I said, I will talk about all the details about all of this and what's happening in my next episode. Because we're already at like 43 minutes for this episode, and yeah, I want to be specific when I talk about things and not just be superficial. And so I want to do all of this justice of what's going on in my business right now. And a lot of this has to do with you, obviously, because the membership community is going to be amazing. It's going to be epic. I'm excited. I just want to give you a heads up that that's happening. Also, it's to hold myself accountable. And so, yeah, there's a lot of changes happening and coming up in my business and with everything that I do and put out. I've just been diving into a lot of new inspiration in the last couple of months and learning about filmmaking like crazy, like literally like crazy. And I burned out a couple of times in the last few months. Not like a burnout, but I know pretty well by now when I need to take a break. But sometimes I do go a little bit too far and then I need to take a real, real, real break. But I don't like to get to these burnout places because they're not cool, and I should know better because I've been doing this whole entrepreneur thing and building businesses and stuff for 7 years now, and But, you know, it's just one of those things. It is a challenge as an entrepreneur to take it easy when you're really, number one, passionate, but also when you're growing something new. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm leaving behind Live Your Heart Out. I left behind my travel blog. I'm building my own personal brand now and a whole new business around that. And yeah, it's not a walk in the park. it comes with a lot of work and dedication and commitment and passion. Yeah, but just also possible little burnout scenarios. So I had a few lows there. On the bright side, my girlfriend Grace and I were approaching 6 months later this month, now here in October. And that's pretty amazing because I haven't been in a long-term, committed, monogamous relationship like that in a very long time. I've had a lot of short things in the last few years, but yeah, this is definitely the most committed and awesome relationship I've been in years, and I'm very grateful for that. And yeah, wow. I feel like I just want to leave it at that, this whole episode. That's it. Celebrating 6 months of relationship with a really beautiful woman who's amazing, and I want to get her on the podcast as well because I'm really excited to share with you big news. I got a second microphone set up for all of this because I wanted to get the same microphone so that I have the same quality with this new setup, and it just arrived and I'm really happy. And so I said to Grace, hey, we're going to record an episode together and we're going to do that. And generally, I now have two microphones so that I can do my in-person interviews that I was talking about in the last episode. Okie dokie. Well, I think that's it. If you would like to leave me a review on iTunes, then that would be amazing. I know this is only the beginning of this new podcast show, and this episode is maybe not necessarily representative of all of the content that's gonna go down here. But I would still really appreciate if you went and took a second to leave a review because it really helps to get the word out. Really helps to get the word out, and it helps other people find this podcast. And also, if you would like to be part of the Q&A session that I want to include at the end of every podcast episode, then please send me your questions to my email address as a voice or video message. Just record it and send me the link, like upload it to Dropbox, or I don't know, I'm still figuring out the technology with this app that you can install on your website, and then people just press a button and can leave a voice message. But until then, please do send me a voice or video message and send it to mail@connie.me. That's mail@connie.me. So there's no Y, no IE. It's just Connie with an I. And go and hop over to YouTube, check out my latest videos, especially the one about my 7 lessons that I learned from being a creator and entrepreneur for 7 years. Yeah, and that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something out of my little recap, my little update to my life, my travels, all the workshops, all the stuff, all the things. And I cannot wait to sit down in the next few days and record the episode about all the changes that are taking place in my business right now, with my brand, everything that I do, and share with you. And yeah, that's gonna be exciting. So definitely check back and listen to that one. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate your attention. You're amazing. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.